have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring a new good music. KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Listening in, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So excited about what God is doing in each of our lives. Listen, you made it back another week. I made it back another week. Everybody listening in has made it back another week. That is something to rejoice about. That is why we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, listen, not only do we welcome you, we would love to share with you, if this is your first time listening in, or perhaps you're here because of a guest, we want to share with you what the Just For You all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, I am super excited again today. The Lord is so good. We are so excited because just to take a moment to breathe in and breathe out. You know, you are one in millions that made it on today, and that is something to give God all of the glory for. I want to give a shout out to our Elation Radio and Magazine family. We love you, we love you, we love you. And to my husband, Mr. Donald Wright Jr., thank you for your love and support. And to our guest for today, Compassion St. Louis, we're going to introduce them shortly. Let us jump right into our lesson for today. Much to talk about because there is good news when it comes to the Lord. Amen. So let us drop right into our exhortation, and we will begin in 1 John, the 4th chapter. Follow along with me. Grab your Bible, tell a friend, email, text, whatever you got to do. Let them hear what thus says the Lord. He alone is worthy of all of the praise. 1 John, the 4th chapter, the first verse, begins as such. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We're on verse 5. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hateth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that he might, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved, we ought also to love one another. That is 1 John 4, 1 through 11. In this series of ministry and passage, we are finding what love is. It is telling us about the love of God. His love transcends all cultures, all beliefs. His love is mandatory in order to serve. What does that mean? That we are to embrace and love everyone. If the heart is filled with love, we wouldn't have as much hatred in our world. If our hearts are filled with love, we would know how to help in the time of need. If our hearts are filled with love, we would know how to move forward in great things that would emulate what love truly is. Love is vital in ours as of today. We have many people suffering, going through various things because love is not shown. Listen, we have got to come to the point to understand when Jesus walked the earth, he loved all of mankind. Do we love all of mankind? Or are there barriers to our love? Is there a layer of our love? When you go and you get your favorite Sunday, sometimes it comes in layers. If you like hot fudge like I do, maybe let me throw out a shout out to Dairy Queen, the peanut butter parfait. Yes, I like them. But listen, it comes in layers. You have fudge, you have ice cream, you have nuts, you have fudge, you have ice cream, you have nuts. Listen, until it gets to the top and you have this whipped cream and maybe a cherry on top, it depends on where you go. At the end of the day, should our love be layered? That love transcends throughout all mankind that they may know what real love is. Listen, there were good Samaritans. A good Samaritan took the time to help. The good Samaritan took the time to bound up those wounds, to make sure that person was safe, to make sure things were in order, and that they would have peace in the midst of a turmoil situation. Are we making sure there is peace for turmoil in every crisis and situation? The Bible says that we are the light of the world. That means that we shine through darkness. There are so many people that are hurting. It isn't specified by color. It isn't specified by your economic class. It isn't specified. How do we show love in the midst of broken and hurting people? That question is something that we as believers, we that care, people of faith have to understand each and every day. Our challenge is not just to live in this world and not show love. Love covers a multitude of sins. In the Christian faith, we believe Jesus Christ is Lord. We believe that he died and he rose and he gave his life for us. As believers, we are to believe what we understand and we've heard, to follow those teachings. And the teaching greater than anything was the measurement of love. I encourage you today, as you go through your everyday life, may I leave these words to the wise. Our topic today was words to the wise, that you would understand the measurement of love in your home, in your neighborhood, not just in your place of faith, wherever you are in this world, that someone knows what the degree of love is because you are there. This is very important because we know what crime is. We know what poverty is. We know what things are that negate the world. But do we know what love is? And if we become instruments of love, how powerful it would be in our world amongst all. Will you take this challenge this week as we close our exhortation? Would you please remember someone needs the love that you have? I challenge you to be able to show love that someone would know what love looks like, feels like, and truly is because they have met you. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing and a help to you. Again, our scripture reference has been 1 John 4:1-11. And we are indeed excited about all that love has presented. Will you present love as we move forward and as you get started tomorrow and tonight even? To show what love is. I pray it's been a blessing to you. And as always, we encourage you to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help, recognizing all your help coming from the Lord thy God. Just remember, help is available for you. All right? Listen, we are super excited. We have some guests on the podcast today that will show you what compassion and love is all about. Our guests on today are from Compassion St. Louis, and they have a wonderful project that they are a part of that they'd like to share with the St. Louis area and abroad wherever this podcast can be heard. Today are Carla Mae Streeter. She is the convener of Compassion St. Louis. And we also have with us on today, Therese Reiser-Nesman, the co-convener of Outreach. And then we have Evir Mandzukic, Outreach to the Muslim community. We'd like to introduce to some and welcome others, Compassion St. Louis, to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Thank you guys for being on today. Are you there? All righty, we're waiting for them to reach the line. I've got some information sent over, so we want to make sure they're able to get through. And I'm sure our producer will let us know when they are on the line. But I want to just say to you, compassion is necessary and needed for such a time as this. We are truly excited about all that is to take place. Listen, you were born for such a time as this. You were born to give strength and to give honor to those that are in need, and you are just right for the cause. Don't let your opportunity of love slip by and through your hands. He is with us, and he wants to lead and guide us through all things. So just continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help, and know that all of your help coming from the Lord thy God, who has made the heavens and the earth. He is with us. And we are excited about it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. All righty. Are our guests on? Thank you, Jesus. Are they on? Forward. So we were talking about love, and we're talking about the grace of God. We are looking to see power. You know that with COVID and the pandemic going on, I know that they are working on. Hold on, let me get some information here again. Hallelujah. We are excited, excited, excited. Hold on, yes, if you're on the line, we're texting again to make sure. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hi.
Okay.
It's Therese, can you hear me?
Are you on? Yes,
yes, dear.
I hear
how about
you.
Yes,
we just
we're
got
here.
On.
Hello.
It's so good to hear you on the line. Thank you for being
yes.
with us on today.
Thank you for having us so much. Yeah. So, Carla May, would you like to start off and talk about Compassion at St. Louis? Or maybe you have some questions for us, Michelle?
Yeah, well, actually, I'd like you to make your introductions that you would like to, and I do have some questions for you after this.
All
excellent.
Right.
Carla May, why don't you start off?
Sure. There? Very good. I'm Carla May Streeter. I'm in St. Louis, and I'm a former and well, kind of hanger-on theology professor. I belong to a Dominican community in Racine, Wisconsin. I've a group of sisters, about 95 of them. And we are dedicated, we are really pledged to pursue truth that does justice. I would like to talk about what Michelle just opened us up to, that we need to know love in a concrete form. And so sometimes, as Pastor Michelle has done, she comes right in the front door and she tells us, right in our faces what the Word of God is saying. But there are some of us who have to come in the back door. And the back door means we come in with our faith to really reach the community where they might not be yet believers. They may not be people who care for others. They may not be compassionate. They may not be thoughtful. They may not be. And so we're going to come in the back door, and we're going to say that we know that the other name for our God is compassionate love.
Yes.
The other name for the mystery of the universe is compassionate love. But in the civic community, compassion is feeling with others in their situations and doing something about it. Tell you how this movement began, and it's not just St. Louis. It's over a dozen cities in the U.S., and somewhere where you're listening, you may have this quietly going on, and you don't know about it yet. Way back in 2007, a woman named Karen Armstrong, a famous British author, wrote an email, and it was a very innocent question. She said, "Why are the religions of the world so violent?" And boy, did she get answers. She got answers. And she was so impressed by people's, you know, interest in addressing this that she gathered six faith leaders, and they met, and they talked about, above all things, that in every one of their traditions, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Baha'i, Hindu, Buddhist, all of them had compassion at the very heart of their religious system. So they wrote four little paragraphs. And these four little paragraphs are called the Charter for Compassion. And I really challenge you, my listeners, go online and just put in Charter for Compassion, run it all together, charterforcompassion.org, and you'll find out about this worldwide movement. They wrote these four paragraphs, and she was so impressed with what they came up with that she took them the next year. This was 2007. She took them in 2008 to the TED Talks. Now, you know what the TED Talks are. They are creative ideas to change the world. So she took and she won the TED Prize. That's no easy pickings. She won $100,000 by being the best idea for the year with the Charter for Compassion. So she took that money and went to the Parliament of World Religions in Melbourne, Australia in 2009. And she told the world that she was going to go from city to city to city to city with those four little paragraphs, asking their city council and mayor to sign on and then post it so their feet could be held to the fire. Oh, yeah. And so this is what we are beginning to work with in the St. Louis region, from the mayor's office to the board of aldermen, to the city count, to the county executive, and to the little region across the river that is always moving into St. Louis. We're calling it the Compassionate St. Louis Movement, and we are up and running. We're in a 10-year span. We're getting endorsements, and we're up to about 280 at this point. And so now I'm going to turn this over to our outreach lady, and she is Therese Messman, and she is a businesswoman because she knows how to come in the back door with faith. Okay?
Thank you, Carla Mae. Thank you so much, Carla Mae. Can you hear me, you all?
We can.
Yeah, am I coming through? Yeah, great. Excellent. Yes, my background is in sales and marketing. I worked for a major Fortune 500, Apple Computer, back in the day, and I've had my own business for 23 years. And one of my church friends calls me the connector. I love to put people together with ideas, with products, and in the case of Compassionate St. Louis, with the compassion that expresses the love of God. And how does that show up for me? Yeah. So we have our Charter for Compassion, and I had the privilege of working with our web designer, Ed Madden, who's a fabulous filmmaker guy. And we put together a four-minute film. It's a landing page video, and we're going to give you the connection to that. And it shows sort of wrong way, right way, some scenes from our history in St. Louis of some riots in Ferguson, which are known around the world, and some scenes from other times that there's been difficulty in communities and cities. It's kind of a harsh picture. And then we go from the black and white and the breaking glass and gunshots to a color image of two people fist bumping over a police line. In other words, a protester and a policeman connecting. And scenes of compassion in St. Louis unfold, and there are many of them. And we have some community members. We have eight community members on this quick little video reading out a sort of a summary of a piece of the Charter for Compassion. So when you take a look at that, it will lead you into our website where you can sign on to be an endorser for the Charter for our St. Louis community. Now, as Sister Carla Mae said, our goal is to gather 500 partners in compassion for St. Louis. And at present, we have almost 300. Now, what does it mean to be a partner? You sign the Charter for Compassion in your heart, whatever it is for you, however it shows up, to be compassionate in your home. You can sign up as an individual. If you're a small business like my business, I have an import business, and I strive to be compassionate. I'm listed on there as a partner. I didn't have to pay any money to become a partner. Of course, we'll take donations if you want to give them, but it doesn't cost a dime, and you don't have to go to any meetings. So how about that? But what you're doing is showing support to our business leaders, our community, our mayor, that this is a community that believes in the Charter for Compassion. Now, at present, some of the names that we've been able to connect with the Charter on our website are the Mercy Hospital System, six major hospitals throughout the city of St. Louis. We also have an organization associated with the Sheldon. We have the Arts. We have several businesses over across the river, My Just Desserts in Alton. They've got great pie and lunches. They are a compassionate business. So we have many individuals, and we would love for you to join so that we can take this list of 500 names and march it down to City Hall and say, we as a community believe in the charter, and we would like you to hold our institutions, such as the police force, which, by the way, is very, the policemen that I've spoken with about the charter, they're very, very supportive of this, because to them it means a two-way cooperation between the community and the police, if we're all on the same page with this. And wouldn't we love to see that? Now, it's aspirational. We have work to do. And as Carla May said, this could be 5 years, 10 years, maybe beyond, to really, really incorporate it in the total fabric of our city. But our city is known throughout the world as a place where there was this very divisive riot. How about we turn this thing around and say, we are a community that works together to follow the Charter for Compassion. And also the prison system, absolutely, in the St. Louis city as well as statewide, needs compassion. And there are examples where this has been implemented in prison systems in other states, where compassion has been more the order of the day, and prisons were more a place for, shall we say, restoration, regeneration, reconciliation, and just getting better. That's what it should be, not a place for total punishment and breaking the human spirit. We would love to see that turnaround in our state. But it begins with you and me. It begins in our homes, in our hearts, in our relationships, in our families. When we resolve the issues in our own lives, and our full support is from our churches, our synagogues, our mosques, our if we're not church people, it might be in a statement of you know, ethics. Wherever it lands for you, live it the best you can, and get your company to sign up. Get your grocery store to sign up if you know that they're already doing this. And I got to say, it's aspirational, okay? We're celebrating places that we know are already expressing compassion, but hey, every day is not a perfect day for me. I lost my temper just the other day. It wasn't pretty. But I aspire by the end of the day to apologize, to learn from it, and be better. And that's the same for our companies, our hospitals, any place we go. So let's work together on this. And I'd love to see you join the march to City Hall. And it may be Carla May is thinking the mayor. She's already been in touch with the mayor of our city of St. Louis. But we have other mayors. We have other municipalities. I'm in West County. There's the North County, the South County. Let's make it a movement. So one of the joys of working on this is I get to make friends with fabulous folks like Elvier, who's going to speak a minute about his outreach in the Muslim community. But before I do that, I just want to give a shout out to Sister Carla May, because she has been the engine behind this boat, and she has moved the boat really far down the river. She is an octogenarian. Hope you don't mind my saying that, Sister Carla May. And I want to be just like her when I grow up. She is just a bundle of a force for good, an amazing force of nature, a force for good. So thank you, Carla May, for all you've done. And Elvier, would you like to say a few words about what you're up to?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Elvier.
Well, thank you so much, for giving us this opportunity to share the Charter for Compassion and Compassion St. Louis organization. I'm Elvier Mandzukic. I work as a Faculty Development Center Coordinator at Webster University, originally from Bosnia, and I've been volunteering for many organizations in St. Louis. And the way I learned about Compassion of St. Louis was through Sister Carla May, then I was introduced to Therese, and that's how this journey started for me. I see right now we have many organizational partners from different organizations, both religious and just business community, but I just wanted to say something that for me, as a believer, I always think about when I say, in the name of God, the infinitely compassionate mm-hmm. and the endlessly merciful, in my prayers, mm-hmm. I always think of how that compassion projects in my daily life and the lives of other people. And One thing that I wanted a little bit to mention too, even though we invited so many organizations, mosques, synagogues, and businesses, one thing that I want to point out is our recent training that our team participated in. It was compassionate integrity training that was organized through Life University. And what I would like you all to explore at your time is to visit compassionateintegrity.org website, and where you can learn more about the training itself. The training basically took us to cultivation of resilience, mindfulness, gratitude, compassion, and recognition and interdependence. And what was interesting for this whole trip for myself and other participants was, you know, as we went through the 10 modules in the first series, we focused on our self-cultivation, the basics to calming our body and mind, ethical mindfulness, emotional awareness, and self-compassion. Then we started relating to others, impartiality, and common humanity. We looked at forgiveness and gratitude, empathic concern, and then we also examined compassion. And finally, we, in the third series, we went through engaging in systems. We started looking more appreciating interdependence and engaging with discernment. Through this journey that took several months for us as a team with accountability partners, we had the opportunity to reexamine our own framework, our own understanding of these concepts, and how through our own traditions we all try to do even more in a community where the compassion and love is prevailing. And I would like to invite everyone to look at compassionateintegrity.org to and consider this training. Of course, through Compassionate St. Louis, we are always glad to share more with you and engage with the community. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Listen, I thank you three for coming on. I have enjoyed every bit of what you say. I have a few questions for you on today. For that person that is listening in, before you leave on today, Therese, I'd love for you to repeat your website so that they can get on and be able to understand how they can obtain that information. I also want to ask a question. What I heard you say is that this Compassionate St. Louis is basically what I wanted to find out. Are there events other than the march that are happening that the people can be a part of, or is it a personal evaluation for the trainings that you offer that others can be a part of Compassionate St. Louis? What are the requirements? Or I know you were saying that you can be an individual, you can be a religious organization, non-religious organization, business, but what is Compassionate St. Louis for an individual or business that will be continuing on, that would sign up for what you're doing? Can you explain that to us?
Well, let me try to start. This is Carla May. I would say that the basis of it, Pastor Michelle, is really that you read that charter and you look at that, those four little paragraphs. They don't even fill a page. It's very short. Is this me? Is this not only, maybe it's not me, but it's who I want to be.
Yes.
And you read that charter, and maybe you post it. You run it off, you print it, and you put it on your refrigerator door. Why do you put it on your refrigerator door? Because you know what's on your refrigerator door you look at every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it where you're going to see it, where it's going to hit your eyeballs now and then. And then you have to decide what's needed in your family. Or if you're in a business, you have to decide what has to be different around here. So we do not, as it's a grassroots up, not a top roof down. In other words, nobody knows what the lawyers have to do better than the lawyers. Nobody knows what the newspaper has to do better than the newspaper. We can't come in there and tell people this is what you're going to do to be compassionate. So it is the actual living of it out is very creative, very spontaneous, very day-to-day, and your guideline is that charter. When you look at that charter, if you are saying, that's for me, I am signing on to that thing, then what are you going to do about it? And what we do, we have a monthly meeting called the Coordinating Circle. And every single person who's signed on to that charter is on that circle. They've got a seat, whether they come to the meeting or not. If they come, they get to talk if they want to. If they don't come, they get a summary to keep them in the loop. It's, you know, whenever they sign on, they're going to be finding out what's going on in the movement. But
and we have guests, right, Carla Mae? Every Zoom, it's a Zoom, an hour and fifth Zoom on second Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Am I right? No, second Monday.
Yeah.
Second Monday at 1 p.m. And you hear how, for instance, Michelle, you were our guest a month or two ago talking about your outreach and your ministry and how that's expressing compassion, your work with young people. In the community and the elderly, you share that. And that's one way that we're networking and sharing. But say that your enterprise rent-a-car, let's just pick an example, you would have staff meetings and set goals and have accountability meetings and so forth. It would be sort of like a course that a self-paced course that you we could support you in that in designing such a thing. Of course, when we get to the government level, which we expect to do, we will work closely with them to set goals, accountability, have them do introspection, but we'll also have some self-designed accountability that they'll work through to become a more compassionate place and look at outcomes like good educators do. So the manifestations are infinite, but it's got to be practical. I'm a member of the Christian Science faith, not Scientology, make that perfectly clear. We're Bible-based, and the Christian Science, we're very focused on healing. It's very practical. And we expect to see results by following what Jesus tells us to do. And that's why I love this work, because it's very results-oriented. You pray, you're led. We find our partners through the grace of God. And it's often like a friend of a friend of a friend that will network with you. And one partner that I'm very excited is a woman of color named Roz. And she has a nonprofit that she runs to get young people from underprivileged neighborhoods into STEM careers, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And Dr. Roz Norman, her group is called Gateway Gateway CIS. If you join, you'll see her company listed on our website. You don't have to join. Just go to our website. And I'm going to read it out right now for you all to go and have the opportunity to join. It's we're going to spell it out for you. Okay. It's the word compassionate. Okay. Not just compassion. Compassionate dash STL.org/invitation. And that will get you to our 4-minute video, which will introduce the concept. You'll see community members, including a fellow church member, a friend of mine, a Jewish friend of mine. We have a man that is a Hindu that runs an interfaith center. They're all reading a little piece of the Charter of Compassion. It's very quick. It's a shorty, okay? And you will be led to the website and be able to read the charter and go and follow where it says join us, become a member. And remember, it costs not a dime, but compassionate dash, not underscore, it's dash STL.org/invitation. There you go. You can be very practical, and God led us to get together, this band of ragtag apostles that we have. Our little coordinating circle is an awesome group, and you would love the Zoom meetings. You just want to hug everybody in those little Zoom squares, right, Carla Mae and Elmer?
Right. Yeah, what Therese is saying is we tell stories.
Yes.
That's what we do. Once we do our little business and get make sure that we're solvent and our budget is keeping us in existence by our sustainers who are blessed, blessed people, then we talk stories. We hear what people are doing, and we get amazed by a Debbie Powers who is doing food rescue. We are amazed by the Muslim doctors who are opening free clinics for people during this difficult time. We find out what people are doing so that for a time we get good news rather than bad news.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know,
and
just to take it back,
because I know we're coming to the close of the podcast, but I wanted to make sure that we hit another point, if you don't mind. I want to thank you all for the information that you are providing, but I do want to go back to the first step, which is personal responsibility to show compassion, because that's very much needed before you can do anything else, according to the training and having that in your heart to serve in the community. Also, I know that now that you've given the invitation, once people go on and they sign up, then they will be directed to next steps, correct?
That is correct. You'll get a monthly email inviting you to the Coordinating Circle Zoom, and we do have some special events coming up. We're going to have a town hall as soon as COVID lightens up in the spring, where we will have hopefully live events with storytelling of compassion from several of our partners. That's in the works. Anything else, Carla May, event-wise?
No, I think that, you know, the important thing is to really get on board so that we can let the mayor know that this is something the whole region wants to do.
Yeah, because we are a compassionate city. We are a compassionate city. I have a white friend who was in Ferguson during the riot. She said her friends, her neighbors, people of color, immediately came over to her house, make sure she was happy and okay. It was already a community of compassion. And, you know, that wasn't reported on the news. So we just have to remember. The world is 95% is good going on. The other stuff gets reported in the news as if that were 95%. We are in a loving community full of joy and friendliness, and we want to just take whatever heartbreak there is and fix it and hug our brothers and sisters and make it all better. Sound good?
Absolutely. That sounds great. That sounds great. Well, we thank you so much for being on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wainwright. We are super excited about what you are doing. And listen, St. Louis audience and those that are listening from abroad, please go to their website, check them out, and be able to have a piece of understanding of what they are doing so that you can be able to be on board in an informed way. And also, we want to remind you that compassion is needed. It is necessary. They made some points that we all are fully aware of with the riots and things that have happened around things that happened in the passing and the death of Michael Brown, Jr., and different things that have happened in our city. What makes the difference is compassion and love. And we can all begin by doing that, showing that compassion and love, that someone else will know that there is peace in our city, that our city is better. And we have some wonderful people doing a wonderful, positive work in our area that we're thankful for. We're very grateful for all of the organizations and time that you're taking to make the city better. So thank you again for being here on Just For You with Pastor Michelle Wright. As you know, we're coming to a close of another podcast. We want to say to all the January birthdays, we celebrate you. We want to say that we are excited about you. Listen, if no one has told you happy birthday, we want to celebrate you here and Just For You and with Elation Radio, that you may know your special event is special to us. We want to congratulate you if you've just gotten a new job. Maybe you've had a baby. Maybe there's something wonderful. Whatever your good news is, we celebrate you on Just For You. Sometimes it's on the other end of the spectrum. We talked about compassion. We talked about love. We want you to know that we here, we are praying for you. And we believe prayer works. So please know that if you have a prayer request, maybe your heart is heavy, maybe there's something needed that you have and that you would like done, please continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help, recognizing all your help coming from the Lord thy God. And listen, we want you to know there is so much love and grace for it for us all. Aren't you glad we live in a world where we don't have one particular color, one particular? We have a world filled with believers and love and faith and people that learn what the art of love is, and that is important, showing love and compassion. We want you to know if you're going through something, there are organizations here that we affirm every week, and that is United Way, St. Louis. If your family is going through something and they need resources and they need additional help, please contact United Way in St. Louis. That number would be 211. And we also have another organization that is also in the works of our communities, whether it's North County, City, wherever it may be, that is Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.com. They are there with programs and referrals and resources that are able to help in your time of crisis and need, and we are thankful for them in our community. As well as, please check out CompassionateStLouis.org, and then you can read about all of the great information that they offer. And we are so thankful to all of them that took time out today to be on the show with us. Well, listen, we're coming down to the close of our podcast, and we want to always encourage you to move forward with positive steps, to do the best that you can do. Find ways to show love each and every day. And when we do that, we don't have to tell the world, our city, our homes, they will know it. There is a word that says, and you will know them by their love. The same thing it is when you're aspiring to do something. I just want to encourage you on today before we leave the podcast. For those of you that are in school, for those of you that are starting school, we want you to know, we know the road can look very heavy. It may look like you're not going to make it. It may look like things are very hard. But if you just continue to press in and hold on, I'm telling you, when you receive that degree, when you graduate, when you go to that next level, you'll understand what all of the warfare, trials, and tribulations were all about. I want to send a special shout out today, not only for all the January birthdays coming up, but my precious little niece, Princess Mariah's birthday is today. Auntie and Uncle loves you very, very much, and we say happy birthday to you. I also want to encourage you all that there is something more that we all can do. As believers, we're all that believe we know what the power of prayer will do. Let's continue to pray one for another. I remember serving as we were recipients of an organization that was called Faith Beyond Walls. It was an interfaith group where people came together to serve, to make a difference, just as our sister Carla May was talking about, Therese and Lear. We want you to understand, we live in a world with people of faith and many different things. We can love one another, but I want you to always know when we come together, the end result will be peace, and that is what is needed. I want to share one last thing with you guys before we close out with prayer, and that is we want you to be aware that when we are seeing these things that are hard-pressed in our communities, hard-pressed in our neighborhoods and wherever we may be, to make sure that we become a part of the solution and not just know the problem. We can learn demographics. We can learn all of those things. But the most important thing is making a difference. And I encourage each and every person today to be a change agent in your community, in your church, in your facilities, wherever you may be, that someone can understand the positiveness of living in a community of growth, of fulfillment, of understanding, of peace, and all of the different things that we have in our various cities and counties. And that even though there might be some zones and some lanes and some lines that separate or cut us all off from different areas, guess what? When you say St. Louis, it's still St. Louis. Someone's going to remember what that means. So be a part of the part that people remember, that they can say, wow, St. Louis is a great city. So with that being said, we thank you again for joining us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Von Wright. Again, we thank you to our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kenny Robinson. We are so glad that we are part of a loving family called the Elation Radio and Magazine family. And we are extremely grateful for each of you that listen in every week. It is important, and we don't take it for granted. As we close out, not only that, we want you to please join us in prayer and remember that we will be here, Lord willing, every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We welcome you to send your community announcements to me on Facebook. You can reach me, Michelle Wright. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook and LinkedIn. You can also reach me on Instagram, and that is HisBlessedGirl7. Again, that's HisBlessedGirl7, and you can contact me that way. We're excited to receive all of your inboxes, prayer requests, community announcements. We are supportive of our community, and we want you to know how much we care about you. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask concerning all of the announcements, you are also able to hear the replay. Please, by all means, if you missed on today and maybe you'd like to listen to this one or that one or which one that God will put on your heart, you can always find our replays on YouTube. And you can look under Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. How much we love them. So thank you again for listening in. We're going to pray out our podcast. It's come to an end. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our guests today. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them in their mission and all the work that they are doing in our community. We thank you for every listener listening in, whether the first time or every week. We thank you for them taking their time to hear good news that will encourage them. We thank you for our CEO and producer and visionary, Dr. Kenny Robinson, for all the hard work and labor that she did and all of the love that she shows us in the Elation Radio family and abroad. We thank you for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., who is doing a major job with just being a great husband, good leader, and serving. We love to serve. Thank you, oh God, for the opportunity to serve. We thank you, oh God, for each and every person that is listening in, whether they're hearing the replay or live. Would you bless their homes? Would you bless their lives? Would you strengthen them? Would you help them? Would you give them what is needed that may not have been spoken in this prayer? Would you open doors and close doors? Would you provide, oh God, whatever may be needed? Lord, you know many are living with a broken heart, grieving through this pandemic called COVID. Would you come in and have your divine will and way? Would you show up and show out? Let angels of mercy and grace and peace touch each of our lives, oh God. We say thank you in advance. We ask that you forgive us of all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. You are Lord, you are good, and you are mighty. And for that, we say thank you. Would you save, heal, and deliver on today, wherever and whoever and whenever that your grace may abide. We say thank you, O God. And would you use us all as instruments in our communities, in our churches, in our on the job, wherever a person may be, that someone will see what love and compassion looks like, because they will find those that are serving in that capacity. We say thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. Bless each of our guests today, O God, and bless their families. We are so thankful for God and O God. Bless every person whose birthday or celebration is of this week, this month, O God, that they may feel your joy and feel what it is to know what that feels like, even in times of crisis. We thank you for being our problem therapist, for doing the things that need to be done, and we glorify you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle White Wright. We'll look forward to, Lord willing, seeing the same thing you are next week on Wednesday, and we're looking forward to having you back with us. Again, you can find the replays on YouTube and most digital platforms that you may be able to hear all the podcasts that are there, not only for Just For You, but we have other podcasts from Relation Radio as well. May God bless you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle White Wright for the Just For You podcast. Thank you.
It's not worth wasting time on things you can't change. Love lost, love came. I've been through this so many times. I cried, you're sorry, sorry couldn't have been. Out of the shadow.